we're on right now, so.
Okay, call the Congressional Affairs Inauguration Subcommittee meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Giffords?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Next item on our agenda is prayer.
Alice, you shouldn't have said that.
Congressman Hamilton, say one more prayer for us this morning, please.
We ask you to be in our heart, God, to come together for us, these people. Please be with the family who are sick or in mourning. There's our men and women in uniform, and they need all these ass and your precious name, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes, which we have none. Next item on our agenda is the inauguration planning. So we know that we have $5,000 from executive. We have the original $10,000 from the legislative branch. Congresswoman Edwards made a motion to move over $15,000 from another line item.
Where are the executive representatives?
I don't know, but they get the, I can't follow up with everyone. They get the email, just like everyone else, that this meeting is happening, and I didn't have time to remind anyone, so they're not here. They did get back with me, because at the last meeting, we said that they were gonna see if they had any more money. The answer was no. They have $5,000 for inauguration purposes, and we know what the cost of the tent was, so it is my suggestion that we just go to Ponca City for the inauguration like we did 4 years ago.
Fine.
And the only thing that we need to work out now is, you had made the suggestion outside of the meeting that everyone take a little piece of the pie of what needs to be done. Who wants to be in charge of food?
Well, let me ask a question. Did you get the information from last time to see all the things you needed?
Slices of pie.
Yes, but I haven't looked at it lately.
Okay, I think you want me to read off?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, let me find it. Might take me a second. Let me see. Incoming congressional gifts, speaker and MC gifts, honorariums. Somebody is in charge. So you may just, or is somebody writing this down? So someone was in charge of gifts. That's the incoming congressional gifts and the speaker and the mineral council. Or sorry, the master of ceremonies gifts.
What did you all give to the MC and the speaker? A blanket?
I'd have to look, but we spent $125 each, so maybe a book. Blanket. Okay.
Book? What kind of book?
A beautiful picture book.
A beautiful.
We don't know.
And ever so elegant.
Blanket, so it may have been.
I thought, what's his name, had a blanket on. Scott Inman had a blanket on.
Okay,
then there were honorariums. So somebody gets the singers, the musicians, and the princesses together.
Musicians. Are we going to do that again?
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
I get you.
Who was in charge of what the items were. And then there was stationery, which is getting the invitation and the envelopes and the stamps.
I don't want to be in charge of that.
And getting the invitations to the elected persons elect.
Here's our executive.
Hello.
Come on in.
Hello.
We're going through the list of what has to be done. We have. Yes.
Yes.
We
Day
have
time.
The, sorry, it was.
We're knee deep in it.
So we weren't sure how long the last meeting would take. Okay, so we have established that you all only have 5,000.
Yes, ma'am.
We have 10,000. We're going to Ponca City.
Ponca.
Because that's what we can afford.
Yes, ma'am.
And Congresswoman Edwards is going through the list of items that we're going to divvy up, and out of the five of us, we will be in charge of.
Okay.
So right now.
Okay, so going back.
I want to be in charge of gifts.
Well, that includes getting the master of ceremonies and the speaker.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in charge of the speaker.
Okay, so there was, and then there was, we had a script, we had someone write the script.
I'll be in charge of that. I'll be in charge of food.
And logistics. Okay, so here's what we had. We had a person that was responsible for the stationery. That meant getting the invitation printed, getting the envelopes, getting the postage, getting the names from.
For all the dignitaries that were invited.
Yes. And making sure that those get timely out. I'm willing to do that.
And then you're going to also distribute the 20 invitations that each new congressional member elected is getting and the executive branch?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it seems like I need some information before we get there. I can't remember. But anyway, obviously we need to know who's being inaugurated. Okay. Then the next thing was somebody was in charge of getting the singers, the drum, and any musicians or other songs we might have.
Other entertainment.
Uh-huh. Organizing the princesses, getting them there with their assignment. And then we gave an honorarium, a $50 honorarium to each of the singers and musicians. And then I think we gave a $35 gift to the princesses. So if we keep the budget the same way we had before, that's what that would be.
Is that 35 in the form of a check?
The 50 was in the form of a check. Yeah, the 35 was.
I don't know how many singers come to Texas.
Well, about 10 at 50.
Yeah, we had 10. We had 10 singers and musicians.
Well, yeah. How many did we do 2 years ago? We didn't do 10.
No. Well, we had musicians.
There were about four, maybe five.
There was only like 4 or 5 2 years ago at Skytube.
And then you could do at least 4 princesses.
Okay.
Yeah, but are we not going to have any other music? I mean, this is.
I don't think we.
I didn't care for it.
We call it.
I know. Why have something nice when we can have something not nice? Okay.
You want to be in charge of music?
Well, why does it have to be not nice? You just asked if we.
Well, you didn't care for the music, like you didn't like what they said.
No, I just didn't care for it at that event. I could have done without it at that event. But that's just me, and there's 5 of us here, and there's more of
one
us.
One of those Cote boys plays the piano. He's awesome. I mean, that's an idea.
We got new broad.
It's different.
That's an idea. That's why I'm dragging a piano, and someone will be in charge of that. It'll work.
She's our. Let's let the two of them then get it together. He can get the drum together, and she can get the other music together.
Okay.
That would just be like playing prior to.
We did, that's how we did it. We did it prior to, and then we did one song during the ceremony.
And then afterwards, while people are mingling, just.
But they don't care for it, so you better talk to them.
Shannon, what do you get pissy about?
I'm not. I just think that if you don't want it, let it be known that you don't
want
it.
No, I just said.
You do. I'm saying, hey, it's an idea.
And I'm saying, it doesn't matter to me. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I could have done it with it or without it. It didn't matter to me. And if we had it this time, if we don't have
okay,
it
it's been assigned to Jane.
It doesn't matter to me.
It's just a nice change up.
I think so.
I mean, and
I agree with you.
Okay, let's move it along.
Okay. Then we have the plants and the decorations setting up the stage. Well, there's no. The plants, decorations, and flowers for the room. We had corsages and we did.
We did, and I'm not in favor of that.
Okay.
That's the one thing I say that was a waste of money. Number one, two people wore Osage clothes and we were not putting corsages on Osage clothes. You may have elects that wear Osage clothes again and they're not going to put corsages on. I felt like that was a waste of the people's money, because corsages. about anyone else speaking on it, if anyone has any opinion on it, but.
I'm fine, of course, I'm just.
We didn't do it 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, we didn't do it 2 years before that, or 2 years before that either. And those corsages were a lot of money. That was Barbara Rice's decision, that's what she wanted.
Actually, it wasn't, it was a committee decision, and there were four people in the committee, and the committee decided.
Okay, well, we have three people on this committee, so if you want to vote on it, we can vote on it, my vote's no.
We have five people on the committee. I don't care. Does anybody else have a strong opinion on that?
I say no.
I said no.
I say no.
Alright.
So now you're looking for a person for flowers?
Flowers and plants, there's.
And stakes.
We have some fake plants that are mine that I'm willing to drag back up there. We have plants for the tables that are the food tables, we have plants on the table, the food tables for lunch.
Shannon, what did we do 2 years ago for plants?
We took the fake plants that are in the foyer right now, we took those and had them setting at the ends of the stage. And there were some yellow, there were two yellow flower arrangements that the casino had, and that were artificial, that we've set in front of the podium, and that was it. We didn't have any other flowers.
We're still doing those on Saturday.
Anybody else want to be in charge of flowers? I'll be in charge of them if anyone else wants to. Okay.
If you need to.
Great. Okay, then there's getting the speaker, the MC and the speaker.
I can do that.
Okay. Then there's gifts for the MC and the speaker.
I thought she said that the gifts were all in one.
That's the only gift we have. The other people got, well, the princesses got gifts, and the speakers, you want to do the gifts for the
princess?
Well, since you're doing princess, will you do the speaker and the.
Are they getting a check and a gift, or
no,
one or the other?
They got
just getting a gift.
The musicians got checks, the princesses got gifts.
Oh. So when you say princesses, clearly the OCH, maybe the Joe Williams.
That's a good idea.
It was,
well, I mean,
it was JOM, Osage Nation. Okay. Who else was it? Ask, I think Maria was in charge of that. Ask Maria.
Sure.
But there, because there were four or five princesses. Okay, then.
I see if Alyssa can do it too, because she said.
You have to move down. Then there's the script and the logistics.
What do you mean by script?
It's very mapped out as to how everything goes.
We have a copy of last year.
We do.
I'll do that.
Okay.
So the script and what else?
Okay, bring them back.
Logistics, I'll help you with that.
Okay.
And then we have food. You want to do that?
I'll do that.
Okay.
What about linens? Are they like at the casino already?
Casino takes care of
casino. Then there's the recognition plaques. Okay, so then.
They ain't gotta be stupid plaques.
Each branch provides their own. Like, you guys will get the blankets for the chief and the assistant chief. And whatever other gift. And if that's gonna eat into your $5,000, I guess I better know.
They'll be like, here's your plaque.
No, they'll be like, here's our 50 cents for everything else. We got really nice gifts.
Okay, so they're in charge of their blankets for chief and assistant chief.
Yeah, but then they need to bring them that day, and it all needs
to have them ordered.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to kind of wait and find out who's
yeah.
All that. Okay.
You can order your blankets and you can find an embroider person that's on standby that will make
yeah.
sure that it's done within a timely.
Okay.
And then
I think, did we coordinate the same people last time with the last, you weren't, did you hear the last one?
I thought, and I could be wrong, but I thought the last chief's election that the casino took care of the blankets.
Well,
They don't want nothing to do with us right now.
I know.
Last time when it was at the congressional, we did spurs and arrows and we did blankets for the congressman and blanket shawls for the congresswoman.
You might want to put RMP up for that. Got more than one Osage business that's in that business. Maybe we should coordinate, maybe somebody on this should help.
We should just do a lot of blankets. Just do the plaques.
I would care never to have another plaque, and I would much rather have a plaque.
Well, okay, so then I think that we need to decide we're going to do one or the other. We're either going to do plaques or we're going to do blankets.
This is too much fun.
This is pretty fun.
Okay, all right.
But no, I do.
The blankets are really better than the blankets.
Yeah, but then how it turns out is that the next term, if they run again and they don't get in, they still get a... Either way, you're getting a plaque and a blanket. Hey, be careful now. We're talking about the plaque.
I know. I was trying to pay attention while I walked out, and I was like...
So how it works,
I wish
works,
we would
though,
shift to something else besides a plaque.
Okay, so how it works, though, is that at some point in time, every member gets the plaque and the blanket. So they're getting the blanket when they take the oath of office, and then they're getting a plaque when they leave office. But somewhere along the way, that was not how we did it, because we have plaques.
I have three plaques.
And the plaques are expensive. They're like $200 a piece.
They are, and I would much rather have something else than the plaque.
So I think we need to decide. So I know for a fact that staff wants to weigh in on this, because they have the same frustration with us with the plaques that we do.
Well, then let's just, for our outgoing Congress people, let's get them something else besides a plaque.
Like what?
I could offer 100 suggestions.
We want to hear number 82.
a nice bronze like statue of a buffalo that says Osage Nation Congress with appreciation, yeah. Osage Nation Congress, and it's about this big.
I want a plaque.
Hold on, Shannon.
I'm okay.
No.
A piece
the
of
plaques
art.
Were a huge contention last time when it was the congressional thing, and what we had talked about was what we ended up doing was the blanket was for those incoming, the plaques were for the previous term. However, we had that time and the last chief's election, we had people that did not get reelected that we had to actually hunt them down to get them their plaques because they didn't come to the inauguration. And so
And what are they going to do with it after?
That's something that becomes an issue too. I had a plaque sitting in my office for 4 months waiting to get in touch with the person to give them the plaque.
So what's embroidered on the blanket?
Your name.
Their name.
And the congressperson. We can look it up.
Well, and that's been different too.
I would heard.
And I have some opinions on what, like, I have one that says elect, and I have one that doesn't say elect. I have one that says congresswoman, one just says message. I have been thinking about this. I think it's good to just have Jane Perrier, Osage Nation Congress, with the term 2014 to 20, and then just let that be it. I think elect is too much. I think congresswoman or congressman is, you know, too much. Just the name, the branch, and the term. Do you like that?
Absolutely.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm being real. I'm being real. I like it.
She agreed.
What?
Okay, so.
I don't like those damn plaques.
Okay. Okay.
No,
okay. I don't either. I don't like the plaques either.
So for the same amount of money that was spent on the plaques, a gift, or maybe for less money, a gift?
A piece of art?
Why don't you ask the Congress to do what they did in the trial?
Well, I would say that they could have given them a plaque.
We opened it up, but you get, they had to pull teeth just to get us there. Okay, so that everyone agrees, name, branch, term.
Since nobody will yell at Jane and I, good reason, why don't you come up with a few possible parting gifts and see if we can get some sort of consensus on that.
And I will let you guys know.
I'll go down with the plaque.
Okay.
Honor, do you not have a plaque?
Why would I have a plaque?
You never got a plaque?
No, why would I have one?
It's at the end of their term.
And Norris, Dr. Shaw, I got elected 4 years ago.
And they didn't give you a plaque?
No, we got elected the city.
At the end of the term is when the plaques were given.
Shouldn't have blanketed to say.
Instead of beginning.
Is he obviously wants a plaque, he wants a plaque.
Oh, shit, I thought you.
Shannon Edwards, 5th Osage Conference, or you want to put the years?
Put the years.
John Baker, Osage Congressman, 2016, 2020.
Right, you can't put the 5th Osage Nation Congress because you have 5th and 6th. There's two terms.
Okay.
There's two congresses per term.
The Congress wants plaques. The outgoing members want plaques.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily.
Dr. Shaw.
Dr. Norris.
I think if you resign, I'm not sure what happens.
That, not necessarily, because, and this is how we've kind of run into the problem, because you have the people that are outgoing that may be, like Shannon, was outgoing 2 years ago but got reelected. So.
Yeah. And I'm so happy.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Like, but you have three.
I got a plaque.
You did get a plaque.
Because you've been on every conference?
Yes.
But we have three.
Okay. Yes.
But then we changed it. Is that what happened?
Yes.
We changed it so then you only get a plaque when you're outgoing?
But you get a plaque for every election that you're outgoing is how it's been done. So it would be 6 plaques this time, 6 plaques the previous time.
Well, I guess we could make room on the plaque that so you don't put the dates, and then when you actually are gone, you get your plaque that says 2000 to 2010. Just don't put, if they're gone for good, put the dates on it. If they actually aren't really gone, then don't put the date on it.
Well, why do we even have to have the dates on it? Why can't we have the
Well, that's a good point.
Let me go to the point. It would just the branch and have like.
Well, I got a better way to solve the problem. Give them a plaque coming in.
Okay, so why can't.
Why don't we give them a plaque coming in?
You're still gonna.
So why can't we just have like this presented to, and then not have the date?
Yeah. But why don't we give it to them coming in? Because when you're going out, what are you supposed to do with that, just out of curiosity?
Set it on yourself.
Uh-huh.
But when your children and grandchildren want that date, to know the dates that you were in office?
No one's getting this one.
I know. Yeah.
I vote we give the plaques for the outgoing and the incoming people. Without a date, with those people that are outgoing get the date, the people that are incoming don't get a date. And when they leave, they can go back and put their dates on them.
I just say don't put a date on there, and you don't have to worry about it.
The outgoing, we know when they're coming.
Is it me, or has it just gotten really confusing on us?
It's
Do we just overcomplicate this?
Because we gave them when they're going out. Well, first we gave them to everybody that was a congressperson at that time. And then now we're just giving them when they go out. Why don't we just give them when they come in so they can at least have them here? Because the new people don't even, like he just said, I didn't really think about that, but he didn't even ever have one.
We could just do it and not have a date at all. If they want a date, they can do a date themselves.
Yeah, we'll date them when they go out if they want them down. No.
Yeah, if we want to acknowledge the Congress members, we can do that at a different time, too. Don't have to do it at the inauguration.
But that doesn't work to do it for incoming. We can't make that decision now because we have, one, that didn't get one in incoming and now he's outgoing.
Well, we need to get him one. We can get everybody that doesn't have one, we'll get everybody that's incoming one, and then we've got everybody with a plaque that they can put up on the wall while
okay,
they're here.
Okay, but just so that we realize, we will need to get Otto, Norris, Shaw, Pratt. We have them. Alice and Keggy have them, so we don't need them, but you will need six.
Plus however
plus these four.
Okay.
And that takes care of all the people that didn't, that got elected 4 years ago that didn't get them. And then the six new people that will be elect.
And then we'll never have to discuss plaques again.
Okay. Well, you would think, but I bet we will.
Well, if we give them when they're incoming, it's a non-issue now.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so we're doing plaques. And we need to order 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Who ordered them last time? You?
Shanna.
Talk to Shanna.
About plaques?
Yes.
Okay. I think Shanna and Mike both worked on that.
Okay.
2 years ago.
And there will have to be 10 with the six new elect and four for Hamilton, Norris, Shaw, and Pratt, who were all.
So the incoming six
and then
is getting a blanket.
And a plaque.
And a plaque.
And the outgoing.
Are getting our eternal appreciation.
Yes.
Well, they'll get a plaque. They'll get a plaque too, because they never got a plaque.
I'm to talk to you about plaques.
Okay, that's it for now.
Oh, who's going to be taking care of the blankets for the elect on the congressional side?
There she is.
For us.
For the executive side. You're right. Well, maybe we should. Is there any reason she can't do that too?
No. If you're doing blankets, it's cheaper if you buy more.
Altogether. Yeah. And to look better, probably have the same person do the embroidery.
Yes.
So she's taking care of all the blankets. So.
And that's, I think that's why we went to Spurs and Arrows, because we got blankets and they did an embroidery. Is that correct?
So we're going to need 8 blankets.
A lot of people just
need
do.
To put out our.
Well, that's it. People just do embroidery. They don't do Pendletons and embroidery. Spurs and Arrows, because they can do both.
Yeah, I understand.
That's true. But
is it going to be over 5?
No.
You should make sure that we look at all the Osage businesses that do blankets and embroidery and
Jane,
see if they have a chance.
See if there is, see what businesses do blankets and I don't think there are.
Well, you ask the business. You should go. What you do is you go ask who has a business license.
Okay.
And if they have an Osage business license, then that's how you.
Did you all give the MC a blanket?
Yes.
So you need to add a blanket for the MC.
MC and speaker.
And speaker.
But we didn't have their names embroidered on them. We just had blankets.
Yeah. Okay. But still, that's 2 extra blankets. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Well,
10 blankets.
Would it hurt to embroider them? If it's going to be that much. Just have them all uniform. So everybody. So it's all.
You could embroider Osage Nation on there.
On the other two?
Osage Nation inauguration.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
On the speaker and the MC.
Do you put the date as well, the 2018?
Yeah. Osage Nation inauguration. I think my first blanket has that. It says something. Like that. Okay. Food.
It's you.
I know.
How many
people? How many people? 400?
No, Erica Udap was really good.
Yeah.
2 years ago, she was really good with numbers and the food, and they did at a reduced cost.
Remember, this inauguration is always bigger than the
off year. Okay. Everyone know what they're doing?
We'll circulate them. We'll circulate something.
Okay. Now, Shanna took notes, so she's going to send out an email to all of us. And she's going to remind everyone what they're doing.
Now, there was really basically what we did last time is we just kept track of how much we spent. And if it came close to going over, then we started talking about it. But I can't see how we're going to go over because last time we spent. A little over $11,000. $12,000. And we now have paltry $5,000 from the executive and $20,000 from the legislative branch. Which we will be making sure that everybody realizes that we're paying for the inauguration.
Basically. And also, we have 20% of the candidates, we have 80% of the candidates. So. And the paltry's still green, still spins.
Okay, so we should be fine if everybody stays. If we stay, I'll send the budget. Is there any reason not to have basically the budget we had last time?
It's a good guy.
Okay, so I'll send out an email that has this assignments. Is that me that you wanted to do that, or Shanna? Which was there an A on the end of that, or an O? And you said taking notes. Well, we'll send out the email.
You should do it.
All right. Okay. Got it.
And you were gonna find the MC and the speaker.
No,
that's
me.
Oh, Jason.
Okay. Jason, don't screw that up either.
I will try not to. I don't know if President Trump's available, but I'll check.
Hey. That would be apropos.
Is this meeting being recorded?
Yep.
All our meetings
are
recorded.
Including the pre-game and the post-game until they turn it off.
Okay. All right. Motion to adjourn.
I'm moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Your turn.
Oh, are we winning?
Jane's just too onsky to be like,
aye.
Okay, all